We're sorry to inform you your request for a second loan has been refused. And the board of directors up in the city has instructed us to take the farm from you. We understand your problems and wish that we could help you, but the falling price of wheat's not our concern. And the cost of operation may well be rising, but the fact is that you lose more than you earn. This Saturday morning there will be an auction underneath a cold gray country sky. And while the rest of the nation is still sleeping, they'll be bidding America goodbye.
Just south of the Great Lakes capital city, covering all of North America via satellite, AM and FM stations all across the country, and live and archived on the World Wide Web. This is the second hour of Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks. This hour we're going to be bringing up Stephen Jacobson to talk about mind control in America, and I see certainly something that's very prevalent today. Every aspect of our lives, we're being propagandized, we're being mind controlled by every step of the way, ladies and gentlemen. And that global warming thing is just a very, very good example of that. But before we bring Stephen Jacobson up, we got information from the Globe and Mail now. Ted Turner is urging a global one-child policy now to save the planet. This builds on the whole global warming nonsense that was just reported in Canada by the Globe and Mail December 5th, just a few days ago. In the meantime, we see from the Telegraph out of the UK, babies' DNA profiled in the womb. Having difficulty talking here today. I think it's because there's a lot going on, ladies and gentlemen. I'm pressured to try to get as much in as possible. But anyway, babies are having their DNA profiled in the womb. We know that the eugenicists are the people that are controlling things around the world. And then we get this from NZ, the New Zealand Herald. United Nations peacekeepers likely are the cause of Haiti cholera outbreak. So all this stuff, we're going to probably cover some more in depth next week. I want to cover this real briefly here because this goes right into the regionalism we were talking about. I mentioned earlier in the show that we already have a cap and trade system here in the United States. They're meeting down in Cancun right now to organize some kind of successing agreement to the Kyoto Protocol. But here in the meantime, the United States had rejected the Kyoto Protocol, but we already have a backdoor system in place right now, and we've had it in place since 2005, as it turns out. And how we missed this, I don't know. But there is something called the Regional Greenhouse Gas Initiative, or RGGI, Incorporated, the 501c3 tax-exempt nonprofit corporation created to support development and implementation of the Regional Greenhouse Gas Initiative. RGGI, and I'm reading from their website, you can get to this at rggi.org. They say it's a cooperative effort among 10 states, Connecticut, Delaware, Maine, Maryland, Massachusetts, New Hampshire, New Jersey, New York, Rhode Island, and Vermont. And their effort is to reduce greenhouse gas emissions basically in the power sector. So RGGI.org. Plan to talk about that a little more next week when hopefully we have a little more time. This is easily a day that we could have done an extra hour without any problem. All right, when we come back from the break, we're going to bring up Stephen Jacobson to talk about mind control in America. Stay with us, folks. Important topic. Straight ahead.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
After my second heart attack, I knew I needed more help than I had. That's when Extendivite came into my life. Made from garlic, cayenne, and 5 other herbs, I started to feel better in a very short time. My name's Don Wiskin, and I'm here because of Extendivite.
Extendivite gave me more energy than I've had in years. I am the only one in my house right now that's not sick from colds or flus. And I owe that all to Extendivite. My name is Rick, and I'm healthy because of Extendivite. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit the website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
Attention RBN listeners. The Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Stephen Jacobson is a graduate of the Boston University School of Communications. He worked in the film industry for 13 years, produced sponsored films, was a production manager and editor for a New York City documentary film company. He did contract work for a Washington, D.C. film institute and recut features for U.S. theatrical distribution, TV syndication, and cable. As an editor, he noticed how easy it could be to change the meaning of certain events or change the meaning of what someone was saying through editing. After being provided the results of private medical research investigating mental programming and deprogramming, he left the movie industry and began his research into hypnotic programming in the mass media. He's produced 2 audio documentaries, Mind Control in America and Wake Up America, and we're pleased to have him back here on Govern America. Stephen, good morning, and it's been a very long time, hasn't it?
Yes, it has, Darren, and good morning to you. It's my pleasure to be with you. The last time we talked about this subject, and it is still with us, and boy, is it with us. The intensity of it is increasing, and applying pressure to the population so that people don't know if they're coming or going.
Yeah, you know, I mentioned in your bio a little bit about your background. Why don't you elaborate on that a little bit and talk about why you came to study mind control? What really turned you on to this whole thing? And you kind of like made it your life's work, haven't you?
Yes. The desire to understand, and that goes back to as far as I can remember, even as a child, 5 years old, I'm wondering, what's going on here? I knew I didn't understand. I didn't understand the world I found myself in. Going to public education, and the question I had for myself was, how do I know that what they're telling me is true? And that continued throughout public education. You have to give back what you were presented if you want to get a good grade, and that determines your academic future as well as your earning capacity. And so I gave them back what they wanted, but I wasn't getting what I needed, and that was clarity and understanding. And that continued throughout my education and on through college. I get out of college and get into the workplace, and I still have the same questions. What's going on here? Something doesn't fit. A lot of things didn't fit. And so when I got this research, this was back in 1980. I was working as a film editor in New York City and received this private research investigating programming, indie programming, and that opened up my eyes. And I saw the implications of it, that everyone, including people who are working in the media, are manipulated and controlled by it, and without understanding the ramifications of it. And so this was...
I want to interrupt you just for just a moment there, because I can confirm that, Stephen. I also have a background, a career in media and communications. And I can tell you from working at a lot of these local news stations, I've worked at two of them now, network-affiliated local news operations. I've talked to these reporters there, and they're just as brainwashed as the average masses, you know. And so when you have brainwashed people reporting events, you're going to have brainwashed news coming out of that, you know. And I'm sure at the higher levels, at network level, I mean, these people are implementers, they're CFR members, and this kind of thing. But at the local stations, these people are just as much victims as they are, as anybody else.
Absolutely. In fact, we were all born into a system of lies and deception. And our parents were also born into that system, and their parents, going and continuing all the way back for who knows how long. The mind control issue has been with us for a very long time. What is different about so-called modern times is the technology that allows for the implementation of these ancient principles on a massive scale to influence the thinking and behavior of large numbers of people. And so when I got the research, it was my father was a hypnotist and a therapist, and a counselor. He was a consultant to the medical profession for more than 20 years, and he developed an audio over a period of 11 years that doctors at one time wrote prescriptions for their patients to have the audio to aid in the treatment of different health problems, physical problems, people suffering from chronic pain where drugs weren't helping any, people suffering from respiratory ailments, emphysema, asthma, or perhaps only had one lung and limited breathing capacity, people with emotional problems, psychological problems. It was an all-purpose audio that retrained the listener to learn how to do something that comes natural to us as children, that is how to relax and be comfortable. Most people have a level of stress and anxiety and tension that they've grown accustomed to and consider it to be their normal self, and it's anything but that. If we're all uptight and stressed out, that's going to affect our perception. It's going to affect our thinking. Things can happen right in front of our noses and we not be aware of it because we're not in the proper frame of mind. We're not relaxed. We're not at peace and comfortable within ourselves. And that makes a big difference in how we see the world. We do not necessarily see things as they are. We see things as we are. And people generally don't think about the things that affect them subconsciously because generally they don't know what to look for. However, when these things are pointed out, they can be recognized and understood. Most people don't give much thought to why they believe some of the things that they do. Things are accepted as true simply as the result of habit. And because of this, many of the things that people believe are never questioned, especially information that has come from a trusted source. In fact, people can be led to believe something that is not true when that information is carefully timed and presented by an accepted and respected authority and then repeated over and over and over again until it's believed. Mm-hmm. And so this is the situation.
It's kind of the old adage, if you repeat a lie often enough, it becomes accepted as the truth.
Absolutely. And if it's coming from someone who you respect and consider to be an authority, who is an authority figure, mm-hmm. then even if a person doesn't understand the information that's being presented to them, they will have a tendency to accept it and believe it so long as they accept the source from which the information is coming.
Right. So like so, Katie Couric says it, and they trust Katie Couric,
yeah.
And Katie Couric can just about say anything she wants.
That is correct.
Okay, go ahead.
And so the issue is that we're living in a virtual reality, in a controlled environment, where very few people realize the extent to which we're being manipulated and controlled by unseen forces. In fact, our society is the most manipulated and controlled society in history because of the programming and conditioning we all undergo through the mass media and public education. You mentioned the book 1984, George
mm-hmm.
Orwell,
yeah.
where he warned that people were in danger of losing their freedom of mind without being aware of it while it was happening because of psychological, emotional, and intellectual manipulation. In other words, mind control. And we're there. The world of George Orwell's 1984 arrived unnoticed in America and elsewhere because people were conditioned not to notice it.
Yeah, exactly. You know, you had mentioned earlier that your father was a hypnotist. Did you happen to see that conspiracy theory episode with Jesse Ventura on the subject of mind control?
No, I did not.
Okay.
I don't watch television, but
probably a good idea.
I'm sure it's on YouTube. And
yeah. It was kind of interesting because they dealt with that topic, and they actually had a gentleman on there where the hypnotherapist was there and actually hypnotized the guy and to walk with his foot twisted inward. And the way they presented the whole thing, he had no idea that his foot, he was actually, anything was out of the ordinary. And Jesse Ventura was talking to him and said, don't you think something's kind of weird? You're kind of walking funny. And he says, no, I'm not. You know, and seeing that, it's kind of difficult to believe that anybody could actually be that susceptible, I guess would be the word, to suggestions and stuff and not even realize they're being manipulated. Hypnotism is certainly something very interesting, and I guess it works, doesn't it?
It's ancient. There are references to it in ancient Egyptian texts, references to it in the scriptures of India. It is extremely old, and yes, it does work. There are two primary means by which the population is manipulated and controlled. One is the control of information, and two, the second is manipulation of people's mental states to affect how they process their information.
Okay, so let's hold it with those two things, and you can explore them when we come back from the break. Folks, we're visiting with Stephen Jacobson. MindControlInAmerica.com is his website. We'll be back in a moment.
Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway announcement.
Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, against the better judgment of our management team, we're going to prove to you once and for all that Proactiv works. So if you want to try it, give us a call, because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv and receive our legendary refining face mask free if you call right now.
You heard it. Be one of the first callers and you'll receive a 60-day trial of Proactiv Solution risk-free, plus a free refining face mask when you call 1-800-340-4634.
Proactiv's combination therapy system uses prescription-grade acne medicine and soothing spa-quality botanicals to create a powerful acne-fighting system. It's so effective, it transforms blemishes and bumps into clear, smooth skin.
You can have beautiful, healthy-looking skin. Put us to the test and we'll prove it. Get your risk-free 60-day trial plus a free refining face mask. Call toll-free now, 1-800-340-4634. That's 1-800-340-4634.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Welcome back to the broadcast, Govern America. We're visiting with Stephen Jacobson. His website's mindcontrolinamerica.com, www.mindcontrolinamerica.com, and also personalcomforttraining.com. Personalcomforttraining.com. We're talking about mind control, talking about social manipulation and how it's accomplished, some of the techniques and things, how pervasive it is in America. You know, Stephen, I think about, we talked about movies and how you had a movie background, how you used to be an editor. But, you know, it goes into the music industry, the print industry. You know, I think about music alone. That's a very broad area. But then you got video games, and all these things contain messages that can be interwoven and interspersed in these things. I think about these young people with the violent movies and stuff we've seen from yesteryear. You also have a lot of violence in the video games where they're simulating rape, they're simulating carjackings and car theft. A lot of this stuff, this is all, I really kind of think, it's kind of like you're in a situation where every single event, every single circumstance, every single experience that you have as an individual in life kind of helps shape who you are. And so as people are being exposed to this type of thing, it kind of breaks down morality and it helps to engineer society in a different direction. Is that kind of what you're talking about?
Absolutely correct. In fact, what we see happening to our nation is not only our nation, but the world, but the U.S. in particular, is suffering from the effects of a scientifically induced nervous breakdown. We're constantly assaulted from all quarters, from the mass media. You couldn't have effective propaganda without the mass media, nor could you have effective propaganda without public education as a softening up process, where information posing as facts is presented as education, conditioning the mind with vast amounts of secondhand information dispensed with an ulterior motive.
Mm-hmm.
Then you have the mass media. And the arts are an ideal and the most successful delivery system for propaganda. So that would be music, that would be film, that would be theater, that would be literature. Many people, especially young people, accept unquestioningly the reality that is presented by the media. Popular culture, the movies, TV, music, they all carry messages about how society works and how people should behave. And so entertainment is not value-free. It has ideological content. It presents a worldview that influences people who watch the programming. So entertainment is not just entertainment. It's propaganda. It's all propaganda. All media is propaganda. What differentiates it is how it's being used. Is it meant for the betterment of society and the upliftment of mankind? In other words, for everybody's benefit, or is it being used to deceive, to hide, to manipulate? We know it, the kind of propaganda it is, by the effect that it has on society.
You know, one thing that comes to mind, I remember recently reading, Stephen, about how they're developing these contact lenses now for people's eyes, that you can put these contact lenses in your eye, and you can actually play video games, you can actually watch movies, and you have the sensation like you're actually in the scene. You know, with the science and technology today, you know, you got the 5.1 surround sound systems where you're actually experiencing movies now like you're actually in the room. It's almost like a modern-day version of the Star Trek holodeck.
Absolutely.
You know, as things get more and more real, it becomes less and less likely that people can actually differentiate fiction from reality.
Oh, that line of demarcation has been obliterated. At one time, there was a differentiation between what was real and supposedly what was real and what wasn't. That's been eliminated now. That's why people are so susceptible to suggestion and manipulation, and particularly through their entertainment. The storytelling is the oldest means of transmitting information about how society works and what's right and wrong. Transmitting information from one generation to the next, teaching the young important truths, that there isn't much difference between primitive man sitting fixated in front of the flickering light of a campfire, telling stories about how things work, how society works. Not much difference between that and modern man sitting fixated in front of the flickering light of a television, receiving information about how society works and what's right and wrong, doing the same thing, but using the technology and the format of storytelling as the means of getting the information across.
Mm-hmm.
Now, television is by far the most powerful weapon of psychological warfare in history. And that is so important, I'll say it again, because it bears repeating, for emphasis. Television is by far the most powerful weapon of psychological warfare in history. And yet, most people do not think of television in those terms, as a weapon, because it has become a member of the family in so many households across the country. It's a babysitter. For many people, it's the primary source of news and information and entertainment after a hard day's work.
Hold it right there. I'm sorry to have to interrupt you. A longer segment straight ahead. Folks, if you'd like to join the conversation, you're welcome to do so, by the way. 800-313-9443. We'll be back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling total transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The total transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program, use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation Program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Shocking, terrifying, but very truthful and revealing. Finally, a documentary on the horrifying results of unopposed estrogen. Estrogen dominance. Are we writing our own epitaph? I urge you to go to www.republicbroadcasting.org. Click on the HealthLink America banner and watch the documentary, The Disappearing Male. To my knowledge, this is the first documentary about the threat that unopposed estrogen poses to our survival as a species. It's a real eye-opener. But the documentary gives no solution to the problem. We have the solution. If we don't get the progesterone message to the younger generation, especially the young women, our very survival is in jeopardy. Again, that website is www.republicbroadcasting.org. Click on the HealthLink America banner. After viewing, please visit our website, www.healthlinkamerica.com.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Back. This is Govern America, visiting with Stephen Jacobson, mindcontrolinamerica.com, and personalcomforttraining.com. I want to get it right. Those are his websites. And we're talking about mind control, media manipulation, social engineering today. We got a couple of calls. Before we go to the phone lines, though, I want to give you a chance to finish what you were saying there. You were just getting into talking about how effective a tool television is at mind control, and maybe some of the techniques they use with regard to that. Did you want to finish your thoughts there, Stephen?
Because television illustrates both the principles of mind control and the techniques. Think back to when you have observed young children or older adults watching television, and you'll notice the expression on their faces. They all have a far away, glassy-eyed, vacant look in their eyes. Mm. And that's because they are in a hypnotic trance. In fact, we can catch ourselves going into a hypnotic trance while watching television, where we lose all sense of time and place and are just there soaking up the images, the messages being projected at us. The hypnotic state of mind is a state of mind we go in and out of. In fact, people are hypnotized just by the pressures of life. And then there are different techniques that are used through the media to deepen that trance state. Because it's in that state of mind where we are the most susceptible and vulnerable to manipulation more highly suggestible than at any other time. The first objective for a propagandist or an advertiser is to create the conditions that will produce a state of mind that is favorable for the reception of their message. And that state of mind is the hypnotic state of mind, and television induces this altered state automatically, regardless of the content. It's because of the very nature of the medium itself. It doesn't matter what you're watching, it's the technology that induces the hypnotic state of mind. And how it does this, that the TV picture, although it appears to be stationary and static, it's actually flickering. It's the flicker effect that we don't see consciously, but subconsciously, that's what's inducing hypnosis. Hypnosis is brought about by focusing the attention of the conscious mind on a single point, whether it's in the case of media, talking about the sense of hearing and the sense of sight. Any repetitive pattern is going to get the sense, whether it's a repetitive visual pattern or repetitive audio pattern, it's going to capture the attention of that sense. And we focus on it. By focusing our attention on it, we're clearing the mind of all thought so that the message can be presented unimpeded. And why this is so important to a propagandist or an advertiser is that they don't want you to think about the message and make your own determination about whether or not you're going to accept it. And so by placing the subject in an altered state, it's the optimum state for transmitting the information. And
basically,
over a period,
your conscious mind is put into neutral, and they're
right.
Actually feeding your subconscious without your even knowing it with whatever message that's there.
That's correct. We don't want any critical analysis going on. And so
when you read stuff, you're actually analyzing the data, analyzing the message, critiquing it whether or not you agree with it, and this kind of thing, but you don't have that when you have a constant stream of information from the TV.
That is correct. Because when you have the opportunity to analyze it and make your own determination, that's how it gets programmed in the memory banks of your subconscious, so that whenever you're presented with that piece of information again, you draw up that file. Well, what happens when you're in a hypnotic state of mind, the message maker delivers that message directly to your subconscious with a coded file that can be triggered at a later date. And I'll give you a quick example that all of us can relate to in the form of a question. Have you ever bought something and then later on wondered, why did I buy that? I think we've all experienced that.
Mm-hmm.
And take it a step further. Have you ever done or said something and then later on wondered, well, why did I do that? Why did I say that? It's because of this mechanism having been activated. The whole point of programming is to build into the target population a conditioned response so that people respond automatically without thinking with a preference for a particular idea or a particular product. And the television is the ideal medium for this. It literally plugs into our nervous system. Something happened a number of years ago. It's an extreme example of this plug-in effect, but it will illustrate this point. Back in 1997, more than 700 children had to be hospitalized in response to watching a TV cartoon.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, it was reported all over the world.
Mm-hmm.
This happened in Japan. It was in response to watching the highly popular Pokemon cartoon series.
Right.
It was very popular in this country
mm-hmm.
and other countries. In this particular episode, strobing flashes of light pulsated from the eyes of one of the cartoon characters, and it was this pulsation that caused epileptic-like seizures in some of the children who were watching, and other children experienced spasms and nausea. All in all, 700 children were hospitalized. In this country, the USA Today newspaper reported the event with this headline: U.S. kids safe from cartoon seizures. And then the story went on to say, parents need not worry. American children aren't likely to suffer seizures provoked by TV cartoons. Now, what USA Today was really saying was, America, go back to sleep.
Yes.
Everything is all right. Don't think. Go back to sleep.
You know, Stephen, they have now a network deliberately designed for, and there's a story that just came out this past week. I know we have callers. We will get to you in just a moment, so just hang with us. But we had a story come out, I think it was just this past week, talking about the detrimental effects of television on babies' ability to develop as far as their brains are concerned. Okay? They have actually have a television network that's designed for babies now.
Okay.
This is how ridiculous this niche television has become. Is people are putting their babies in front of the TV now to pacify them. And so from the time that they're just in diapers, they can be indoctrinated with these types of messages and imagery. Anyway,
and
I
not only that, though.
Yeah.
It's affecting us neurologically.
Mm-hmm.
No, and there's no doubt that it has changed us over these generations that we have had television. So you never heard of attention deficit disorder prior to the advent of television.
That's a good point.
If you think about young children sitting in front of a TV, they can sit there motionless, fixated on the flickering images. When they're away from TV, they have this nervous energy, they can't focus their attention, they're fidgety. And there's a reason for this. While watching the TV, the quick cutting patterns that were developed in advertising and music videos, where you're cutting from one scene to the next very quickly, extreme angles, any cut will cause, and switching from scene to scene, extreme camera angles, is going to cause a corresponding chemical, electrical, impulse in the brain. That releases endorphins that has a drug-like effect on the body. So television watching becomes literally addictive. That's why a child can sit motionless in front of the TV, and when they're away from it, they get this nervous energy because they're trying to get the same kind of electronic fix that they're getting from TV, and they're not getting it away from the television.
Yeah, and that's why they don't read books anymore, too.
Well, there's that, for sure. It does, watching television impairs brain functions. It distorts perception of reality. Many people, especially children, won't accept what they're seeing as true. Again, making the television the ideal instrument, and a very potent, a very dangerous instrument for propagandizing the population.
Mm-hmm. Let's go to Vicki in Idaho. Vicki, go right ahead. You're on the air.
Good morning. I want to thank you so much for putting this on, because this is one of the most important subjects that hardly anybody ever talks about. But one day I was watching an economist, you know, from like the London School of Economics, and he was presenting a paper that he had done about blue-collar wages, but he was a free trader. And what this guy did is he's talking along, and when he got to the point where he was going to, you know, the punchline for his speech, but it didn't really make sense, you know, he was talking about blue-collar wages and how they're not really affected by global trade.
Mm-hmm.
The guy did this thing with his hands. It was almost like a magician's trick, you know, where he was just talking along, and then he does this waving kind of thing with his hands. And I thought, you know, that guy is doing a magician's trick on the audience. He's pulling their attention away from what he's about to say, because what he said didn't make sense. It was not logical, you know.
Mm-hmm. That's interesting.
Yeah, and I see this stuff going on all the time, you know. And earlier you were mentioning about the border and border security and integration and everything else.
Yeah.
They are presenting a computer system as if it is security, the same thing as a 6'6" guy on the border. It's not the same thing, but they are presenting it as if it is the same.
Mm-hmm.
And that is a mind control trick too.
Yeah,
you know,
there's really just there's no limits to this, to how the manipulation and mind control can be done today, Stephen. You know, I guess you're only limited to the imagination of the controllers, of the masters of manipulation, right?
Oh, yes. We're constantly assaulted by messages, of subliminal messages that we're not consciously aware of. Television news is another example of hypnotic techniques. The newscaster speaks in a pattern of in a certain pattern. It doesn't matter if the broadcaster is a black, white, Hispanic, Oriental. The news broadcasters, they all sound pretty much alike. They have a pattern of speaking that is very similar to the pattern speech of a hypnotist. They look directly into the camera and into the eyes of the viewer, which is another hypnotic technique. The newscaster is an authority figure, which encourages acceptance of the information. The population was conditioned and programmed long ago to accept the format of the news broadcast as the means by which we accept true factual information.
Mm-hmm.
And so because of that, we can be deceived.
Yes.
And it goes back to the days of radio. And
yeah, you know, we used to have the fireside chats during
yeah.
the
Oh,
depression.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Well, not only that, I was going to mention the famous broadcast by Orson Welles
yeah.
of dramatization of H.G. Wells' War of the Worlds that caused panic across the country. And
yeah.
people actually believed that New Jersey was being invaded by Martians because
right.
the story was presented as a news broadcast. And so you have the anchor person, the reporters in the field, bring in outside experts to comment on what was being said. In spite of the fact that there were disclaimers at the beginning of the program and throughout the program, because it was presented as a news broadcast, people back then, this was in 1938, had already been conditioned to accept the format of the news broadcast as the means by which we receive true factual information. And that's only gotten stronger with television and television news
broadcasts. Well, and then you got other things like, you know, other scientific technology now. We have holographic technology now. So, I mean, mm-hmm. if they wanted to take this a step further, they can really convince the masses that we're under attack by UFOs or whatever. Vicki, did you have anything else?
No, I just wanted to say thank you so much again. Bye-bye.
I appreciate the call there. God bless you. Let's go to Mike in Maryland. Mike, go right ahead.
Hey, thanks for a great show and great guests, a lot of good information. I like what he says, how good propaganda is the fact that a person isn't aware that he's being propagandized. So by bypassing the conscience, you go straight to the subconscious. The person doesn't even realize it. And I think good abstract art does that. Abstract art appeals to your subconscious. And also children, you mentioned children, how they are fidgety and whatnot. They're basically going through withdrawal symptoms. I wanted to ask your guest maybe a question
mm-hmm.
About what he thinks about gang stalking, how that ties into it. And also, too, I sent you an email about an hour ago about how the government apparently is secretly implanting microchips into human beings and how the repercussions of people that have that is caused and how people are getting them removed.
Mm-hmm.
And also I sent you what I hope would be a humorous email last night about how our alien economy is like an incurable case of Asian BD. I know it's two
okay.
different things.
Let's go ahead and tackle your first thing. Have you looked at all into organized stalking there Stephen?
No, I haven't, but I have come across information about that from time to time where electronic mind control is used on targeted individuals where they are subjected to electronic harassment.
Mm-hmm.
And the literal implantation of thought and emotion through radio frequencies.
Mm-hmm.
If you remember the first Gulf War that there was an incident that was very telling, demonstrating this. It was the Republican Guard, highly seasoned fighters, who gave up and surrendered as a result of having been bombarded with silent messages, subliminal messages, and silent technology. It's called SQUAD, Silent Sound Spread Spectrum. It was developed by the Pentagon, where it allows for the implantation of thoughts and emotions, and this was this resulted in seasoned fighters giving up, and so that was back then. So
okay,
then
hold it right there. We've got to take another break, Stephen, and we'll be back in a moment. We're visiting with Stephen Jacobson, mindcontrolinamerica.com. His websites are linked up with ours. Stay with us. We'll be back.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
All right, we're back. This is Government America. I'm Darren Weeks. We're visiting with Stephen Jacobson. Final segment here with Stephen. I want to give you an opportunity. I know we have another caller here, but I want to give you an opportunity, Stephen, to talk about your Mind Control in America and also your other documentary, Wake Up America. And it's kind of appropriate we're bringing on Bob Chapman in the next hour because Wake Up America deals with the funny money monetary monopoly through the Federal Reserve. And I got to say, ladies and gentlemen, that his materials, his audio documentaries are just excellent. And he's been doing this for many, many years. Talk a little bit about your what you have to offer and how you how the folks can get your audio documentaries. Are you there, Stephen?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, go right ahead.
The first step is education, and that's why these audios are available. The first audio is titled Mind Control in America. It's a summary of the mind control issue, defining the principles, describing the techniques, giving examples for the listener to hear, then placing the issue into historical and spiritual perspective. It's a full production with music and sound effects, a lot of information in there. It's meant to be listened to more than once. I use the techniques I talk about so that the listener has that as a frame of reference to be able to recognize them when they observe them being used. That was followed by Wake Up America, also about mind control, but as it applies to money and economics. Psychological warfare and economic warfare work together in a twin pincer kind of movement to apply pressure to the population so they can't think clearly. So these are educational audios. Now, I'm sure many of your listeners are familiar with the money issue, what the problem is.
Mm-hmm.
But very often, people, even if they have understanding about what's going on, if there's a difficulty in sharing information with family and friends, especially about these topics. And so
yes.
These are tools that can be used to help break the ice in explaining things to people. It's just a matter of sitting them down, have them listen to it, and then it can serve as a point of departure for further discussion. So they're tools that can help you get the information out there to both family and friends. Those two audios, the information is on the website, Mind Control in America, about that. There's a third audio, and that is the audio that my father developed. It's called Personal Comfort Training. And there's a link to that website on the Mind Control in America site. The site for that audio by itself is personalcomforttraining.com. personalcomforttraining.com with the information about that. It's a deprogramming audio. The more you listen to it over a period of time, it will have a cumulative effect to aid in dissolving and dissipating negative programming that we have accumulated throughout our life and replace it with a positive health-based program to solicit the aid of the subconscious in both dissolving negative programming but replacing it with a positive health program. And so the package, the three audios, the two information ones, and then this deprogramming audio, is a deprogramming package that can assist in this process. I'm working on the next audio of picking up with Mind Control in America leaves off. The mind control issue is first and foremost a spiritual issue. The mind is the gateway to the soul. That's why there's a mind control issue. It has to do with the ruling elite seek to delay the spiritual awakening of mankind. And that's really where the real action is, because that's where they lose control.
Okay.
When we awaken.
I'm going to have to interrupt you here because we're out of time in this hour. I'm going to hold you over for just a few minutes in the next hour. Is that okay? Are you there?
Yes, I am.
Can you stay for just a few minutes in the next hour?
Yes, I can.
Okay. We'll hold you over for just a moment and take the final call. Folks, Bob Chapman's coming up in just a few minutes. Stay with us. Time's going by very quickly. This is Government America. I'm Darren Weeks. Stephen Jacobson's with us. Bob Chapman coming right up. Don't go away.
It's true.